I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's talk about it with Stu Grimson from the NHL Network here on Sean and RJ to preview the Stanley Cup Finals with whoever the Stars end up facing between the Islanders and Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay up in that series 3-2 with Game 6 tonight. Good morning, Stu. Thank you for joining us on DFW Sports Station. Be honest now. How surprised are you that the Stars are in the Stanley Cup Finals?
Well, I am a little surprised. I mean, I think they really did take on a probably, I wouldn't say vastly superior, just in terms of the depth and the talent, opponent in the Western Conference Final, that being the Vegas Golden Knights. But I would give Vegas the edge in that department, all told, especially considering, you know, Dallas is in a situation where they're rolling out their number two goaltender. But, you know, it was an interesting series to watch. And to me, a shining example of this is a club that, on balance over the series, may have been outplayed, certainly, you know, in specific stretches and even specific games. But they bent, they didn't break, and they found a way to get it done. And I'll tell you what, at the end of the day, I'm sure we'll talk about this more in our conversation today. Their captain from the start of that series through to the end, Jamie Benn, was a force of nature. I thought that was a really impressive performance.
Stu, you touched on it, but the critics are like, well, have the Stars really been the best team on the ice, or are they getting a little bit lucky? Outshot, penalties taken. They've been outscored 64-62 in their 21 games so far. So they're the first team to enter the Stanley Cup final with a negative goal differential since 1968. Can you think of another team like this who has kind of just played great in the right moments and maybe has not been the best team on the ice?
Well, I'll tell you what, if you look across the you know, the ice or maybe the league and look at the series that's still going on, the Islanders and the Tampa Bay Lightning, that's another interesting example. I mean, I think that the Tampa Bay puts a much deeper roster on the ice than does the New York Islanders, but the Islanders play a really solid structure. And again, another example of, you know, they've probably been outplayed on balance over the course of this series and, you know, have certainly been outscored. But they're alive and kicking. They managed to, you know, to stay alive, to fight another day. Tonight we'll see Game 6. And the Islanders, in spite of being, you know, I think, you know, outmatched in many respects, you know, they're still in it. An opportunity to, you know, to advance past Tampa and take on your Dallas Stars.
Is it a given that Stars fans should root for the Islanders so they don't have to face Tampa, they don't have to face Kucherov? Is that a given, or, you know, how do you see, like, the matchup with both teams facing out for Dallas?
Yeah, it's an interesting question. It really is. I think if you're, you know, as I sit and look at it, and you never know what it's like until two teams actually take to the ice, the same sheet of ice at the same time. But, you know, I think for Dallas, you have fewer things to contend with, and especially if Tampa gets Braden Point back. To me, he is the engine that really drives that group at this moment in time. But for all intents and purposes, if you though Tampa graduates to the final, we're talking about 4 days from now, the finals could start, and there is a possibility they'll have a relatively healthy Braden Point back in the mix and a somewhat, a largely rehabilitated Steven Stamkos back in the mix. That's a very, very deep roster, and one that there's just a lot of weapons to hold in check. They can beat you in a variety of ways, and I think that group has matured a lot over time as well. Now, that's not that is no knock on or a disrespect to the New York Islanders. They get things done in a vastly different way. They'd be a formidable opponent, but I think that would be more a muck, a grind, a bit of a slog if Dallas were to take on the Islanders, and I like the Stars' chances in a matchup like that.
Stu Grimson, NHL Network, joining us here at 105 through the Fan. Jim Neal had said that that Rick Bowness has earned the right to be the long-term coach of the Stars. What do you think about Bowness, the coach, moving forward as taking over, taking the interim tag off?
Well, most importantly, I think he's demonstrated he knows what it takes to motivate this group. He knows what it takes to correct this group. And we mentioned it really at the top of our interview, guys. They have had some deeply concerning flaws to their game. And I've gone out of my way to highlight them on the NHL Network segments I've been on. And they relate specifically to the discipline. They have been prone to taking a lot of bad penalties. And I've highlighted a number of key moments in past series, not so much the Vegas series, but highlighted several past series where turnovers were problematic for this group. But for the most part, I think Coach Bowness has demonstrated he's been able to, again, correct and coach some of these things out of their game. This group is all on the same page at this point. I think they've kind of recaptured that identity that had them playing some really solid hockey through the regular season. And, all that to say, this is a great hockey man and one that, if my math is right, at least twice in his past, excluding this present time, he has had to make the transition, a head coach being fired, and he steps in from the assistant role and takes on the head role in the middle of the season. That's not an easy thing to do. And, for all the things I mentioned, I really believe Bowness would be, a wonderful candidate to take the helm here from here forward.
Stu, if you go back to before the shutdown, the Stars are really struggling. If you go into the round robin, the Stars are really struggling. If you go in the first three games and 59.5 minutes of the playoff against Calgary, they were really struggling. And then Pavelski scores with like 12 seconds to go and they tie it. And their offense has been different. Like, what changed with this team? Like, they couldn't score and now they score in bunches, or at least they had in these previous few series.
Well, there are, I think, really two pieces to the explanation there. Again, this is a savvy coach, one who has been quick to identify the problems, and they really relate specifically, I think, to the two that I've just mentioned. Again, turnovers and discipline and some lackluster play. I really do believe there's probably an added piece to this. Jamie Benn was at times playing something short of his best hockey, but Coach Bowness, I think reading between the tea leaves, I believe there had to be a heartfelt heart-to-heart meeting between those two men, because Jamie Benn, from the start of the Western Conference Finals, almost instantly recaptured the Art Ross form we saw him in not that many seasons ago. So I think, there's that piece of it. And then the second piece of it is Anton Khudobin. There have been moments where this team is playing, again, something well short of its best hockey, its typical hockey. And Anton Khudobin almost from out of nowhere, has really turned in some very solid, some really serviceable minutes, and has buoyed this group and allowed it a chance to, to kind of wean these negative elements out of their game.
Stu Grimson, the Grim Reaper. Do you think you have the second greatest nickname in hockey history, by the way, Stu?
Does the great one have the best?
Yes.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I'm happy to go second fiddle to the great one. Yeah, no problem.
Now, you are an enforcer. We don't like Brent Severin personally on this show.
That's not true.
He's a bully. He makes fun of us. We don't like him. I think you fought Severin twice. What do you remember about those bouts?
Oh, I remember fighting a great, big, enthusiastic, barrel-chested man, and I knew I had my hands full when I tangled with Big Sevy, but I'll tell you what, it doesn't speak that well of you when this show is saying they don't like Brent Severin, because I don't know, there isn't a person in my social circle that doesn't speak highly of Brent Severin, so that's on you, my friend. That's on you.
Yeah, he doesn't speak highly of us, though. That's the problem.
Yeah, that's right. But Stu, you you played against the team 20 years ago that won that cup here in DFW. Yeah. Any memories of that?
Yeah, talented group. They really were. They had some very gifted individuals. I mean, Joey Neuendijk, Brett Hull on the same team. It was, and it was early in their time in Dallas as well. So, I always look back at that iteration of the Dallas Stars, and it was, it was really fitting, and I think critical to long-term success there that they were able to be so competitive so early on. And I think it's wonderful that, today's iteration has designs of, recapturing some of that same magic to really ignite that market and ignite that market at at a critical time. The big cities, the small cities, we're all craving those great stories, those distractions at this moment in our nation's history, given all that we're going through.
Now, Stu not only was the Grim Reaper as an enforcer, not just an NHL Network analyst, he is also an attorney, RJ. So for your future divorce,
like I pretend to be. Yes.
Do you do divorce law?
Actually, I don't litigate anymore, but when I was litigating several years ago, about 40%, 50% of my practice was family law. Yeah, so I do. Yeah.
Well, I've already gone through that. I've already done it again.
Yeah, that's right. You don't want to go through that again. Yeah. Stu Grimson, NHL Network analyst. So we're rooting for this thing to go to seven after tonight, right? And we want to go ahead and avoid Tampa Bay for a slugfest with the Islanders. That's what we should be rooting for, right, Stu?
Yeah, I would say even an accelerated version of that. I'm sure if I was a member of the Dallas Stars, just thinking about it through the, the mind of a current player, if I'm one of the Dallas Stars and if Tampa is going to be my ultimate opponent, I'd rather roll up my sleeves and get started sooner, not later. Yeah. One, because, the rust tends to accumulate as time goes on. And number two, I'm sure these guys are hell-bent on getting out of that damn bubble.
All right, there you go.
Stu, thank you so much. We appreciate it. We'll tell Sevy that you think he sucks as well. Enjoy the finals.
Yeah, please pass that along to Sevy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.